justice for the helpless in Haiti. Haiti was forced by European powers to pay reparations to the French. $21 billion worth of reparations, the first and only time in world history that reparations were imposed by a defeated nation, France, on the nation that had defeated them, Haiti. A racist decision backed and supported by the United States, with U.S. banks being one of the places that poor blacks in Haiti had to borrow the money with interest to pay back rich white folk. Justice, not just prayers for Haiti, but justice for Haiti. Sustained justice for Haiti, on whom the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank keep instituting policies that undermine Haitians' agricultural base. The recent IMF loan to Haiti required Haitians to stop producing rice. You want to help Haiti? Pray.
Yes.
Send monetary assistance, not to the Red Cross, they still hold no less million. Yes. But also, get on your phone, get on your email, get on the case and force Congress to change the policies which keep Haiti poor, keep Haiti colonized, and punishing them for daring as Africans to break free of European domination. That'll help Haiti. We give $498 million for Haiti's natural resources, for sugar, for timber, for flaxseed, and guess what else we give them? For their concrete. They send their grade A concrete to rich countries for pennies on the dollar and are left to build their homes and schools, their hospitals and churches with inferior concrete that cannot withstand any kind of earthquake, much less a 7-point anything on the Richter scale. Why not do justly? Why not do justice in Haiti and give a fair price of $5 billion for Haitian exports? That's what they bring in the white world after we steal them for pennies from poor black folk. If you want to help Haiti, forgive the debt. Tell your congressman that. That's justice. If you want to help Haiti, pay them a fair price for their exports so they can build their own rice fields, build their own houses, build their own schools with grade A concrete, and have their own emergency service. If you want to help Haiti, let's start by telling the truth. Okay? Truth is, April 7, 2003, President Aristide, a democratically elected president on the side of the poor, called together a restitution commission which determined that France owed Haiti $21 billion. And within weeks, France and the United States told Aristide it was time for him to go. Step aside, step down, resign, or be killed. The Haitians had their duly elected, democratically elected president kidnapped by United States Marines and flown to the Congo on a CIA plane to get him out of the way of the rich U.S., French, and foreign business interests. If you want to help Haiti, let's do justice. Tell the truth, be honest, fess up, pay up, and in addition to charity, let's give Haitians dignity. The double standard of letting light-skinned Cubans in and keeping dark-skinned Haitians out. God demands justice. God desires justice. And God requires justice.